Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9, as we continue our conversation here with the Tigers of Jefferson West. And we're joined now by the boys' head coach, that is Joe Smith. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Let's dive into it. A couple games in, 49-47 winner at Silver Lake, and then most recently 57-35, a loss to Royal Valley on a Tuesday with Riverside coming up this week. But, you know, how was it? Let's go back to Friday, the game against Silver Lake. You take over this team a year ago, 0-20, and then you start here 22-23 with a victory on the road against a stout Silver Lake team. You know, take us back to that first game. Just what'd you like, and just how nice was it to get that first win?
First win, or a win in general, is always nice. But, I mean, for after, you know, playing those young guys and everything that, you know, they went through last year and we went through as a group last year, you know, to start the year, 1-0 with the W is was a really good feeling, and it just kind of, you know, cemented the, you know, that old saying that hard work always pays off. So it was, I was happy for our guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, it turns into a loss, you know, after that win Tuesday night against a Royal Valley team on the road, 57-35. And, you know, just you make the transition there, and just what'd you see Tuesday night in that first loss?
I think that we, and I kind of preached that message a little bit, you know, you can be happy, but be discontent. And I thought our guys kind of got a little complacent and, you know, maybe just kind of underestimated Royal Valley a little bit after winning on Friday. But, you know, we practice today and tomorrow, and, you know, we'll get back in the gym and fix some things. But nothing too big, I don't think, to worry about. Just kind of, you know, some hangover effects from that game on Friday.
Yeah, and certainly there's opportunities here early on to still improve on some things and get better. You know, you as a coach, you know, being fairly new still to the area, you know, what's your kind of philosophy here in the first few weeks of the season? You know, a lot of coaches, you know, really more content just working on themselves and not so much on the opponent here prior to Christmas break. Is that the same for you? What's kind of the philosophy coaching-wise as you, again, kind of prep here still early portions of the season?
Same thing. I mean, I watch film on, you know, who we're playing, and if it's, you know, the major stuff, we'll kind of go over at practice, but we really focus it on, you know, us improving, you know, and trying to master the things that we do, that way we can, you know, keep taking steps forward and, you know, just keep getting better as a group. And I probably after Christmas, we'll try to start, you know, game planning a little bit more for, you know, for the people that we play against. But right now we're just trying to focus on us and just keep making those strides in the right direction.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, Riverside on Friday, what's the early scouting report look like on the Cyclones? They're off to a 1-1 start. The Duncan brothers, certainly a load in the Big 7, but what's the early scouting report there? What kind of ball game do you expect against Riverside?
Same as everybody else in the Big 7. I mean, it's just a grind, and I tried to tell our guys that after last night, like nothing, you know, and they should know that, but like I said, some hangover effects. But, I mean, in this league, nothing comes easy at all. Like, I mean, you just got to show up and play a certain brand of basketball, like, every single night. Like, you can't just show up and, you know, assume anything. So, I mean, we have to – we're still kind of pushing for our guys to, you know, every possession, not just, you know, when things are going good, but every single possession you have to play, you know, the right kind of way, especially when things aren't going good. So I think just trying to take that mentality, you know, in the Riverside and just, you know, just being ready for, you know, that physicality, I think it'll help us quite a bit.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us off the first loss of the year. They'll get Riverside on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Go get them this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All righty. Thank you.